This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Judy Robinson, J-U-D-Y-R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Date of birth, March 12, 1948. Date of appointment, November 3, 2022. Requesting physician, Joseph Carozza, J-O-S-E-P-S-C-A-R-R-O-Z-Z-A. Dear Dr. Carozza, I have the pleasure of seeing Judy Robinson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 74-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on June 7, 2022. Her past medical history is significant for breast cancer in 2018, status post mastectomy on Arimidex. Before coming to the hospital, she was having vomiting. In the hospital, she was confused and she had a seizure in the emergency room, which lasted about 1 minute. On that day, the patient was not feeling well and she was shaking. During seizure, she lost the consciousness. She has a history of seizure when she is 15. She has a history of seizure 15 years ago when she used to be drinking alcohol. Her CT of the head and MRI of the brain in the hospital was normal. EEG was normal. Echocardiogram was normal. She went home. And today she is here for follow-up. She had an EMG done on October 6, 2022, which shows peripheral sensory neuropathy. She did not have any more seizures. She is feeling better. She has a numbness also in the hand. Past medical history, breast cancer, diabetes mellitus, GERD, hyperlipidemia. Hypertension, COPD, esophageal diverticulum. Hypomagnesemia. Peripheral vascular disease, seizure disorder, type 2 diabetes mellitus, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, breast lumpectomy, mastectomy, social history, she is ex-smoker and drinker. She lives with a sister. Family history. Mother deceased, father deceased, three sisters, three brother, all three deceased, one killed, one had a seizure and MI, one had a diabetes. She has a one kid. Allergy. no known drug allergy, medication, anastrozole, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times daily, lisinopril, magnesium, metformin, omeprazole, pravastatin, tramadol. Please write in the allergy iodinated contrast media. Review of the system. I personally review the journal. Skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was confused. She has a numbness, tingling in the hand and feet, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next suppose there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed. Presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old, right-handed African American woman. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, history of seizure. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper extremities. Her seizure was due to the hypomagnesemia. She has a seizure at the age of 15. She had a seizure 15 years ago, and that was alcohol related. Patient is not a candidate for any anti-epileptic medication. Her MRI of the brain and EEG are normal. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.